On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
I assume this is Monday.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. Apparently it is Monday. Welcome to the show. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. You're annoying me already. Sit down. Sit down. Can I get you a cocktail? What do you mean you bet your ass? Just say yes. That wasn't necessary. I've finally reached the age where I'm not sure if what I'm seeing are little bugs or floaters in my eyes. Do you know what I'm saying? I know I'm getting old because when I wake up in the morning and I get out of bed, the first thing I say is, ouch. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Yeah, man. Welcome to the show. How are you? Good to be with you. How's everything? How you doing? Thank you. Thank you very much. That's not necessary. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So welcome to... Oh, stop it. Come on. You're embarrassing me. Stop it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I walk around with a little machine, and I play that every once in a while as I'm walking around so that other people can hear me being applauded. And they look, say, what's wrong with you? And I say, hey, I've got the sounds. I've got the machine, so I might as well play the applause thing. And that's what I do. It makes me feel good. How are you? What makes you feel good? Oh, really? That's odd. Do you use handcuffs? Oh, kinky. All right. Fine. For me, it's an applause soundtrack. That's what I am. We're all different. You look different than I do. Thank God, huh? All right. You know, today's July 3rd. Did you know that? And tomorrow's July 4th. Yesterday was July 2nd. Day before that was July 1st. Tomorrow is a holiday of significance, as it says in the Bible. Independence Day is when we learned that we are independent. Until the Supreme Court rulings came out, we all thought we were independent. Now we realize, no, we are under British rule again, or what seems like it. Yeah, now the rules are being laid down now. You know those freedoms you thought you had before? Not so much. We gave you the freedoms for a while. Let's go backward, shall we? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, tomorrow is Independence Day. It's the day of fireworks. I don't like fireworks. Excuse me. I don't like fireworks, and let me tell you why, if you'll just give me a moment and shut up, and let me tell you why I don't like fireworks. A, they're freaking loud. When they explode, it sounds like someone's house blew up. I don't like them. I don't like loud explosions at night. I'm sorry, but I don't. I was never in war. I was never a soldier, I must say. But had I been, with gunfire and explosions, I might take a little bit of offense to those sounds being played in a civilian, isn't that beautiful atmosphere. Loud explosions are not beautiful. But Ron, look at the pretty colors exploding in the air. Okay, fine. That's disgusting. To many people, explosions in the air are, get the hell out of here. I don't know. It's a place where people gather in large numbers, which is anti-COVID. We can do this now. We can gather in large numbers outside, certainly, and watch things explode in the air. It sounds a bit moronic, and it is. It's also a wonderful, wonderful blood fest for mosquitoes. Don't think mosquitoes are stupid just because they're small and they have no brains. These are blood-sucking vampires. These are little insects that only exist to suck your blood. And when they do, they're little ingested blood suckers. They can put diseases into your bloodstream. So enjoy your fireworks. But Ron, I have bug spray. You're adorable. No, fireworks, no. No, ma'am. I live in Massachusetts where fireworks are illegal. Do you think anybody cares about that? I still hear them on July 4th and all the days working up to July 4th, I hear the fireworks. I thought they were illegal. I guess not. They are, but I don't care. So I'm not interested into July 4th. I do love to celebrate independence. But again, I mean, like, I feel like you're taking some independence away from us all of a sudden. So no, there's nothing to look forward to. Nothing. But economically, things are getting better. I mean, you know, the inflation was worldwide. Had nothing to do with tires, apparently. Worldwide financial inflation. It's not like anybody here created it. We tried to, like, slow it down because of that COVID thing. You know, just when you think COVID's over, it starts affecting the housing industry, inflation, the prices of goods. Man, that COVID thing, like, did a lot more than kill millions of people. Worldwide, by the way. Any problems we have, other countries probably have worse and do. So don't go poo-pooing stuff. People are trying to make it better. But they didn't cause this. Actually, Trump did. 4 years of expenditures that were off the chart. Off the chart. Spent more than any president had, and not just because of the inflation dollar amount. I mean, in comparative to everything else, spent like a bastard. Like a teenager with a credit card. Because Trump pays nothing back, you know, so, except unless it's a lawsuit. He pays those off. I'm sorry, did I get into the wrong subject matter here? I'm sorry, I'm not a political kind of guy. Yeah, right. Anyway. Hey, I got an email yesterday. What do you care? I got an email yesterday from Ancestry.com. Yeah, I'm a member. I'm a card-carrying member. I didn't join on purpose. It was a gift to me on my birthday a couple of years ago. Happy birthday, Ron. Let's find out about your ancestors. Okay, you're making a big deal about the birthday thing again. Well, I did the ancestry thing. I spit in a cup and I sent it to the ancestry people. It's a hell of a job there. You know, you invite people to take advantage of your service. You spit and then you send them the spit and they tell you who your ancestors are. I guess there's DNA involved. Is it proven? Can I see that it's DNA, or are you just spinning a wheel and making me, you know, you could tell me anything and I would believe it when it comes to the ancestry stuff, because I have no way of checking it out. I have to trust you. So I get the thing back from the ancestry people and they say that I'm a European, and I say, yeah, I'm peeing all night. No, European. You're from various European countries. All right. And you got this from my spit? Okay. I believe you. what am I supposed to say? No, I'm not. What do you want me to say? Apparently, so I get this email, and now I'm a little bit Lithuanian. Ooh. How come I wasn't before? How come when you originally did this 3 years ago, you didn't say that? Now all of a sudden I am? Would you redo my spit or something? What the hell's this all of a sudden? Now all of a sudden, I haven't gone anywhere, but my ancestors apparently are moving around. What the hell? So I'm a little bit Lithuanian, a little country, I'm a little rock and roll. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. I found out through ancestry.com.com.com that going back, my brother's, sister's, cousin's, aunt's, next door neighbor, second, third cousin, on my mother's side, without the side of my father, grandfather's sister's great, 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 great uncle lost his shoe in the war. I did not know that. Now it makes sense, because about a week ago, I couldn't find my other shoe. I looked in the closet and in the hamper and stuff. I couldn't find my other shoe, and I still can't find it. Now it makes sense. It's in my DNA. Come on, man. Cut it out. Cut it out with this stuff. Did you know that everybody on the planet is about 3% Italian? I don't know why, but apparently everybody I know who has been through Ancestry.com has a little bit of an Italian in them. I did too in college, but I don't want to get into that. But man, she was a wonderful person. Didn't work out. Yeah, apparently centuries ago, my sister's cousin's brother, third cousin to his sister's in a fourth marriage, twice removed and once put back, uncle's grandfather's sister, apparently, and this is interesting, made candles. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Made candles. Wow. Which explains why when the lights go out, I tend to light a candle to light up the room. Ron, wow, that does explain that. Yes, it does. This is crazy. This ancestry stuff is ridiculous. I feel like writing a letter to Ancestry and saying, "You sent me an email saying that I was now all of a sudden a part Lithuanian, and I'm writing you to tell you, no, I'm not." And that's it. I mean, I don't know what to say. I wonder if one of my ancestors that goes back to 27 BC was a dentist. Because last night I was brushing my teeth, and I thought, brushing my teeth seems very natural to me on a daily basis. I wonder if any of my relatives were dentists way back which is why I do brush my teeth all the time. Stop it. Just stop it. Here's the scarier part. If you go back far enough to Adam and Eve, if you believe that story, we're all related. That's right. Now I can't have sex with anybody because they're technically my relative. Great. Thank you. And this is all from spitting in an envelope and sending it off to the Ancestry.com people who, you know, when they get the envelopes from all these millions of saps, they open the envelope, they just throw the spit away. I mean, I doubt that they have like chemists that are going, all right, Ralph, here's a 1,000 spits that we got yesterday. What do you got there? I'm not doing this. Just tell them they're all Italian and that'll shut them up. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's like I'm walking down the street, you know, in a shopping mall or something. I was like, I'm supposed to like stop somebody and say, excuse me, I don't know you, but Bobby? No, my name's not Bobby. Okay, because you look familiar, that my sister's cousin's brother's sister's second to the third cousin on the fourth marriage after the cousin's second third wife. You look a lot like that person, and I thought maybe we're related. Get the hell out of here. I'm calling security. Ancestry.com, my ass. Look, I'm sure that's a fine business, and there's others, too. I think there's 123Go or something like that. There are, you know, a couple of companies that do this. I just, come on, man. About 20 years ago, as a gift, I named a star after a person. Yeah, one of those stars in the sky. You know what I'm talking about? Not Taylor Swift. One of those, the stars in the night sky. Apparently, you can name them after your loved one, and they get a certificate in the mail naming a particular star with the coordinates, and that star is now named after you. And people actually believe this. Okay, all right, okay, fine. You know, there's a star up there in the universe named after me. It's my star. Are you drunk? Are you delusionally drunk? No, I have a certificate. It's on my wall. It's in a frame. Framed on my wall, it's a certificate that says this coordinate, that star that I can't really see, but it's up there, is my star. It's named after me. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. You'll believe anything, won't you? You're like a Trump supporter. What the hell's wrong with you? No, it's really a star named after me. Look, I have the certificate. Oh, you have the certificate from the star registry. That's right. It's named after me and it's my star. Okay, have a nice weekend. Enjoy yourself. You're a little delusional. Come on. The things, remember the Pet Rocks? Now, millennials don't know what I'm talking about. There was a thing that went back like 30, 40 years. And some schmuck decided, and you know, some entrepreneurial, incredibly intelligent schmuck said, you know, let's get a couple of rocks from the backyard, paint a little face on it, and then send it out as a pet rock, and people will pay us money. We'll send them a rock, and that'll be their pet. That's never going to work, Bob. That's the stupidest idea I ever heard. Yeah, yeah, $100 million later. And you know why the pet rock was so successful? Because you're stupid. That's why. Because you're stupid. If you can do one thing on Independence Day, sit down in a chair and just for a second realize how many times you've been duped in your life and how you're being duped right now by various political factions and products. There's a product on TV. I saw it last night, and it's I think it was three payments of $29.99, but if you act now, they'll forgive the third payment, so it's just two payments of $29.99. Oh, okay, thanks for that little story about how it's only two payments. Why don't you just start right there and tell me what the price is? You have to make me feel like I'm saving money before I even did anything. This is a little, it's a little thing. What do they call that? You put this thing around your belly and you wear it for 10 minutes and you put a little cream there underneath it and, you lose weight. Yeah, you lose weight. It's absolutely absurd. It's called the tummy tucker or something like that, or the tummy fucker or something. And, it's a little band that you wear around your waist. You put the cream on for 10 minutes, and apparently you lose weight. Or you can just wear the damn band around your midsection, and it looks like you've lost weight, which I guess is true. And they're selling this, and apparently, then I went online to check out just how legitimate this thing is, and it's full of, this thing's a piece of crap, they don't do anything, well, don't waste your money. Okay. We're being duped day and night. You look that way, you're being duped. Look the other way, you're being duped over there. Sit down in a chair, Independence Day, and free yourself of all these people telling you what is, because it actually ain't. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I think you do. All right. We have a guest. Will join us momentarily. Happy Independence Day, July 4th, July 3rd, July 5th, whatever.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Major Shaheen Uddin joins us now. We're talking about, well, it's Independence Day coming up, so we're going to meet the soldier next door. What an odd tag that is for you, Major. Are you the soldier next door?
Absolutely, just like any of the other Americans here.
Okay. So, that's what we're talking about, that the concept of the Army and the military is probably one thing in everybody's head who's a layperson, but it's very different today than it was yesterday, isn't it?
Absolutely, sir. It's ever evolving.
And how has it evolved in that sense?
So, I mean, in so many ways, really. I mean, you can just look at our society. Our society is changing. Therefore, the Army is also changing to meet the needs of our service members. And our service members are reflective of our society. The American culture, the diversity that exists is very reflective within the formation. So we have many things that are currently meeting the needs of people per se. We have service members that have the desire to serve, but unable to serve right now, and for various reasons, whether it's physical or intellectual. So we have plans in place, actually a future soldier preparatory course that allows desired individuals to participate. And at the end of that, they're able to meet the standards to join the service. And then in joining the service, they kind of open up the possibilities of the many things that they can pursue in the military.
Yeah, I guess that to a lot of us, when you say military, that means combat and combat training, but it's not necessarily so, right?
Absolutely. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So when people think about the Army or military, they do typically think combat. But what they don't know is that the Army is applying their passion. Army soldiers are applying their passions and skills to more than over 200 career fields in the military. I mean, we have people that are scientists, medics, cyber specialists, culinary specialists, engineer, pilot, so much more. So it's not just combat per se. That's a small fraction if and when that time comes. But most of it is actually a chosen profession, much like what we do in the civilian sector.
Yeah. Let's talk about you, because you're a good example of what we are talking about. What was your path to service?
Oh, thank you. So so I immigrated to the United States at the age of 12, and then it was in high school. I actually took junior ROTC and began learning about the military a little bit. And then after finishing high school, I was participating in college, and in college also took the ROTC class and learned more about military in there. And in college, I actually joined the United States Army Reserve to help me pay for my college education.
Right.
And by the end of it, when I graduated from college, I was eligible to commission into the United States Army as an officer in 2008.
Wow. Now, I see here that you're a father of 12 children. The obvious question is, how did you have time to do that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let me tell you, it's not cheaper by the dozen, that's for sure. But I cannot be more grateful for anything else other than the United States Army. It is the United States Army that enables me to serve and be a husband to my bride and father to my children, and also provide for my family. Since I've been in the active duty, I have been the only financial provider for our family. My bride has been able to stay home and continue to care for our children while I spend time away here and there. But it is through the military, all the benefits and services, that allows me to continue to serve and care for my family. All the resources that are available in terms of medical care, dental care, housing, you know, the housing loans, different things that the Army provides, enables me to serve and take care of my family.
You know, as this country becomes more of a melting pot, and that's a great thing, so are the faces in the military, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have service members from all walks of life. I mean, different ethnicities, creeds, culture. Matter of fact, in 2022, 48% of the Army's targeted recruiting audience come from multicultural background. I mean, you said it. Look at me. I'm a first-generation American that's serving the military with 12 children. And I am only one of the thousands and thousands of service members that serve, just like from me, that came from a different culture and came to America and called America home, and therefore honorably serving this great country.
You know, throughout our history with the military, we've had to do recruiting because the younger people need to infiltrate, because that's a continual revolving door of that system. And I'm glad to see that the approach this time is not necessarily from the military combat point of view, but as a society that gives their talents to the country. I think that's a nice approach.
Absolutely. I mean, the Army is, you just look at the new Army motto, be all you can be. It's all about opportunities and possibilities. And I am a prime example of that. A kid that immigrated from Bangladesh had next to nothing and then came over here. Soon as I stepped through the door of service, I opened up the doors of possibilities of any over 200 career fields I could have stepped into. And I wouldn't have had that if I didn't raise my hand and said, I will serve. And that is what every single young American has the opportunity to do. As soon as they step through that door of service, They make themselves available to pursue over 200 career fields and become and personally, you know, gain personally and professionally gain whatever it is that they want to gain mm-hmm. and be able to take that skill set and move into the American population and continue to serve in various capacities in the civilian sector.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you come out with your talent even greater because you actually performed your talent for those years. So like what better apprenticeship? I mean, it's not even an apprenticeship.
Absolutely. You build a tremendous resume and you walk away with tremendous benefits in the process.
Yes. Yes. Well, there you go. Now, how does someone get in touch in case they're interested in getting some more information?
Absolutely. So for more information how someone can be all they can be in the United States Army, they can visit goarmy.com and they'll be able to get more information.
Well, Major Shaheen, if I may call you that, thanks so much for your time today and congratulations and keep up the good work. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure. It's a holiday. I don't know what's going to happen. But the next time I do it, you'll be here, maybe Wednesday, maybe tomorrow, I don't know. But in the meantime, have a wonderful day, and I wish you peace.